This is GQDN for Friday, May 12th, 2023. Happy Friday, everybody. It is finally Friday. Yay! Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by all of you Patreons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, today is Diablo Beta Part 3. Yes, they're testing the servers out this weekend. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that and what you could find there in Diablo. And, of course, the Race to World First. And along with some other gaming news. But like I said, it's Diablo. So hey, I came right out of the gates with it, so why not? So, the Diablo 4 Server Slam is what they're calling it. Basically, it's like a crash test dummy type thing. Is now live. And within that, you have some cosmetic and tiles. You can go after Ashava, which is a world boss, but don't attack Ashava until level 20. Because if you do that, you can get the Cry of Ashava mount trophy when you beat Ashava at level 20. You can't do that at 19, and maybe not at 21. Get to level 20. And there are some other things there as well. So Wowhead, thank you for the article and the reminder. But PC Game N did say that there are some whispering keys and silent chests. So there are whispering keys that can open the silent chests. So if you find the whispering keys, then you can open some of these chests. So you can only get Diablo 4 whispering keys if you buy them from the purveyor of curiosities in any town hub area. Now, they cost only 20 murmuring obols, and that's each to buy. So the silent chests are the great big white chests that contain a whole bunch of rare items. Some of them might be best for the Diablo 4 class, but we'll see. And they are in there now. Just keep in mind, this is Server Slam, so be warned, you might not be able to get in for a little bit. Then again, you might be able to get in right away. But that's not the only thing this weekend. It is also the Race to World First there in WoW, and I said that yesterday, so here's an update for you via dotesports.com. And right now, Team Liquid is in the lead as of this post, which right now, recording time is 4:18 p.m. EST, so things could change. 5 out of 9 bosses, instant dollars is now 4 out of 9, melee mechanics, 4 out of 9, Vespers, same, Vision, the same, Fat Sharks, yes, BDG, Gray, Vulgar, and Pop-Tart Corndog close out the top 10 because they're all at 4 out of 9. So right now, no name on, Echo's not on the list yet. So they're not in the top 10 yet, but still got a little ways to go. And that's of this recording, so we'll update you tomorrow, of course. And Wowhead did give what happened on the day 3 recap, and they did give some explanations of why Liquid was actually behind, and that would include the splits that was going on, heroic splits, trying to get items in order to get further into Mythic. So it's up on wowhead.com. Go check it out. Definitely. Now let's get to some other games and some console news, shall we? Hogwarts via WCCF Tech has been delayed on Nintendo Switch. So Hogwarts Legacy will release now on July 25th. Originally, it was supposed to be on November 14th, but we know how Switch is. We've talked about it on the show. Continue to talk about that. So, here is a tweet from Hogwarts Legacy. Quote, Hogwarts Legacy launches on Nintendo Switch on 11/14/23. We know fans are looking forward to playing on Switch, therefore creating the best possible experience is a top priority. Thank you for your patience. Available now on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 and all the Xbox consoles and PC. So now it's going to be coming in November 14th, 2023. It was supposed to be July 25th, but going to be delayed even further. So we'll see what happens. I should play more of that, but I've been stuck in a couple other games. You'll find out tomorrow, unless you already know via the weekly show. But what if I was playing something on another console? Because GamesHub.com did say that the ASUS ROG Ally now has a price and a release date. Well, if you listen to the official Xbox podcast, you would know what they basically are. So, the base version is $600, and that would include an AMD Ryzen Z1 processor. The higher tier model is $700, and that would include the AMD Ryzen Z1 Extreme processor and a more robust GPU. But with the $700, you would have access to Steam and Xbox Live. So those are the prices. You can pre-order at Best Buy in the US, and there's a form for the UK as Currys, and it will be available June 13th. So 1 month from today. Good luck. I like the handhelds. Steam Deck now has a rival. This is going to be a good fight to see. But here we go. Let's talk about Switch. Funhouse is now on Switch. And this comes to us from NintendoEverything.com. And they gave an overview for the game, saying, quote, Funhouse is a cute, simple, bunny-filled game focused on growing plants and managing a greenhouse of fellow buns. Take care of your leafy plant buddies by balancing the amount of water and light they get. Play with friends and upgrade your greenhouse for wholesome, relaxing fun. Yep, Switch, Switch, Switch. Oh, 7 years of Switch. Eurogamer.net saying that there's no plan for a price drop. Yeah, I said it. I said it. I said it. So, here's what Shintaro Furuka, the president of Nintendo, did say. Quote, this does not indicate a general increase of price of our software, talking about the $10 price increase. Our approach is to determine the appropriate price of a product in case-by-case basis. It is true that the development costs are on the rise due to the enhanced breadth of content and the requirement of more advanced technology to support online play. So the pricing for our new titles going forward is something we will continue to consider thoroughly. For the quote, I believe the timing of Nintendo Switch announcement was a special case. We will provide information about hardware and software at the appropriate time for each product and strive each wide range of consumer. So, no plan. But he did hint at something there. Now we get to, we talked about Summer Game Fest, releasing the tickets, but they have 40 partners. And among those partners are Activision Blizzard, Amazon, Disney, CD Projekt Red, PlayStation, and Xbox. Yeah, and you wonder why there's no Oh, sorry, this is supposed to be an informative podcast. Sorry, but yeah, all of those partners have been announced, and you can go to Summer Game Fest or search for Summer Game Fest, and you could see all of the different partners that they have, over 40 of them. Wow. I believe Riot is too. But according to GameSpot.com, Riot Games is going to get a new CEO. So, Niccolo Laurent will be stepping down this year, and that's what he announced. And he will be succeeded by the company's current global president, A. Dylan Jadeja. I do apologize if I butchered the names. But Dylan has been with Riot since 2011 and was named president in 2017. And Riot said that, quote, he has been one of the key leaders in crafting Riot's strategy and driving our culture forward. So, he'll be taking over as CEO. We'll keep an eye on what he does. Oh, yes, I'm reading this right. Eurogamer did say that Mortal Kombat 1 will get Peacemaker and Homelander as part of the DLC. Now, Mortal Kombat 11 did get the characters like John Rambo and Terminator and RoboCop, but Mortal Kombat 1, which is expected soon, because NetherRealm is checking out a reboot, which will be supposedly be out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S, and Nintendo Switch, but not on PlayStation 4 or Xbox. And that will have, like I said before, Peacemaker, the DC Comics anti-hero, and Homelander from the comic book series The Boys. Well, basically the same as Amazon TV. Yes. We end today with Trackmania via Eurogamer, and that will come out for PlayStation 4 and 5 in about 3 days. That comes to us from Ubisoft. Oh, on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and on Amazon's game streaming platform, Luna. And it'll be cross-play and cross-progression with PC. All you gotta do is have an Ubisoft account. So yeah, go check it out if you like the racing games. Looks pretty interesting. We'll see what happens. Especially if you like the Mario Kart, it looks like, which is possible. Not so much like NASCAR or anything like that. Or like FIFA. Not FIFA, but, oh, you know what I'm... Lots of different stuff. So yeah, go check that out. The way you do that, go check us out tomorrow on twitch.tv/dawnforge. We start up the live stream at about 5:30, roughly. Depends on Goldman's schedule, okay? And you can, if not, the live show's tomorrow. Like I said, twitch.tv/dawnforge if I got my thoughts together. No, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh boy. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Until tomorrow, go play some Diablo, people. Or if you don't like Diablo, you can play something else. You're allowed.